Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is a Triple M footy news update.
This is massive, this story.
Got a little exclusive.
With Tom Brown.
It's that time again. I've got Tom Brown in the studio for a Triple M footy news update. My name's Rudy Edsel. Let's get straight into this, Tommy. I know you're a busy man. I'm finally pinned you down into the studio for the day. Lovely to see your face over the desk. We want to kick off with some fixture stuff, yes? Brisbane are okay in Victoria, I believe?
Yeah, Brisbane are okay in Victoria for the moment. I think they'll stay until after the Bulldogs game next week. We'll get to that shortly. But the latest news on the fixture this morning, I can tell you, is it's the next stage of the fixture, in terms of the actual days those games are played, has been delayed in effect because the AFL is still working through changes. They don't want to announce the next stage, then have to change it again. So we were going to get the next stage of the fixture early this week. We'll now get it probably early next week. The other thing I can tell you on the fixture is that was a pretty close run thing on Friday night. There were calls between the state government and the AFL right up to basically game time down at Geelong. So the game wasn't in doubt insofar as the state government was supportive of Brisbane, the players playing. But it was, I think it was pretty much like, are the officials okay? No, the off-ground ones need to leave the stadium. Are the players okay? Yes. It was a bit odd. But in terms of, not odd, it was just very, you know, timely basically. The AFL was sort of under the pump a bit. It just shows you how difficult this COVID situation is. Obviously, Brisbane, will stay now, obviously, for Thursday night and until after the Bulldogs game. They've then got Essendon at the Gabba the following week. Now, the good news as far as the AFL and Brisbane's concerned this morning is there's only been two linked community cases in Brisbane today. So hopefully things normalise. The Gold Coast are obviously in Adelaide. They got there yesterday. There's no issues there at the moment. I know there's been some reports about COVID on the Gold Coast in some, was it adult venues or something?
There was a party in Byron Bay. I believe I'm right here. The party in Byron Bay that a tradie who moonlights as a stripper went to, and then he went and went back a couple of days later and worked at a site on the Gold Coast. And eventually it turned out he had the virus. So that's how it's gotten to Gold Coast.
Okay.
I believe that's correct.
Well, that's relevant information, Rudy, because the Gold Coast have got Carlton the following week, and you have to think the AFL would be looking as a matter of precaution at perhaps moving that. And Sydney will obviously arrive here this week. Buddy, they might rest. I mentioned in our podcast the other day, the Swans. So the Buddy show against Dustin Martin, I'm not sure we'll get that this weekend. I hope we do, but Sydney are down here. Yeah. And the other concern the AFL's got is that Mark McGowan, the Western Australian Premier, who's very cautious on these things, he's had a successful track record. He's already talking about banning New South Wales or stopping New South Wales travel. So that would be another headache for the AFL, but we'll just wait until that happens.
He's a man that likes a hard border, Mark McGowan.
He does.
Just on that Brisbane-Essendon round five game, that's a big watch for the AFL because that's on at the same time as an MCG game and as a Marvel game earlier in the day. We sort of had a look at the fixture a little bit earlier, and we reckon that their best bet is maybe moving Adelaide Freo to the Saturday night and then moving Essendon Brisbane to Sunday and having it at Marvel. But it's a big headache for the AFL. But they showed last year that they're agile, as they love to point out. So
Flexible and agile.
So, and just on that possible.
On that next stage of the fixture, there'll be some big winners there because what the AFL now can do is move the days depending on the form of the teams. So already Melbourne and Sydney, who I think the broadcasters are definitely interested in, but they wouldn't have been that interested in Sydney a couple of weeks ago, especially if Buddy's playing. They start to be able to look at, they get more flexibility to the AFL and more optionality, it's like the word they like using, around Thursday and Friday night. So you'd have to think that Carlton could be a loser there, and Melbourne, the Bulldogs, and Sydney could be winners.
Big ticks for them. Josh Kelly, now there's a bit of chat about his future, Tommy.
Yeah, Josh Kelly's got an unusual contract. It was a 10-year deal. It was a 2-year option in Kelly's favour, plus 8 years. Now, the way this works is if Kelly wanted to get out of GWS this year, he could. He served his 2 years, and he could go and do another deal somewhere else, or he could take up the 8-year option with the Giants. The reason, and I think Jake Niles written about this in The Age this morning, that it would be highly unlikely any other club, even North or Essendon, who's got some free agency money, would take Kelly, is that he's on about $1 million a year. And I think it's fair to say at the moment his form probably doesn't justify that. He's a good player, but he's done an absolute ripper deal. I think his manager's Paul Connors. They've absolutely brained them, and no one else is going to pay that money. So I can't see Kelly, frankly, going anywhere unless his form improved to such the level that a club wanted to grab him at that level. But unless he was prepared to take a pay cut, which I doubt he would, he's not going anywhere.
Now, Chris Scott is going to get a please explain from the AFL for his for what happened on Friday night with Chris Fagan. And you've got an update on that, Tom?
Yeah, so Chris Scott got the please explain or the correspondence from the AFL, I understand, on Monday night. The AFL still, their position this morning is they're working through that. I think he'll get some type of fine or suspended fine probably by the end of today. There's been a he said, she said. Geelong sort of backgrounded a few people on Sunday explaining that Lachie Neale had initiated it and Scott was just responding. Then the story changed a little bit. Apparently there are other players involved. And it's sort of, there's been comments on Scott's hair and comments on Chris Fagan's age, apparently. And
Real high school stuff, isn't it?
It's taken on a life of its own. But the bottom line is, as much as I love Chris Scott, there's parents out there at sport, mums and dads on Saturday mornings, and there's no security at those games. So the last thing the AFL wants is for enthusiastic coaches to start interfering in the opposition's benches at quarter time, because, you know, when you've got when there's not Joel Selwood there to restrain you, who's a very sensible man, these things can get out of control. So I think you'll get a fine.
Yeah, not a great look.
I do love Chris Scott though, and I love his passion.
Yeah, well, you know, as I've said before, I'm a Geelong fan, so I'm with you on that. Collingwood will have some looks like, well, at least one enforced change for their game this weekend, Tom.
Collingwood just wrapped up training down at the Holden Centre or the Nike Centre before I was there. Obviously, Jamie Elliott's had surgery this week, so they'll have to replace him, you think, with Greenwood, Murphy or Main. I reckon they'd be keen to tag Neale. Bucks hinted at that yesterday. And I wouldn't be surprised if they went with Greenwood. Having said that, Main could play that role as well. And Bucks likes Murphy. So to answer your question in a roundabout way, there's three options, but I wouldn't be surprised if they go for Greenwood.
Yep, fair enough. Carlton, there's been a big debrief there after their effort the other night.
Yeah, I'm told by some spies that they had a very, very honest debrief last Friday. It was particularly robust, even acknowledged by some new players that had come from other clubs, and they thought, oh, geez, no, even by our tough standards at our last club, this was pretty robust. I think that the management at Carlton is desperate for on-field success. They're fairly impatient in the sense they think they've got the cattle to get to the finals. I think there's massive pressure on David Teague. Having said that, Chris Judd really appointed Teague, so he's got the backing of one of the key people at the club, but they have to beat Fremantle. Fremantle are going to be without, obviously, Nat Fyfe. The other interesting one at Carlton is Pat Cripps. Now, last Friday on our podcast, I mentioned this back awareness. Sam Edmund also added some detail to that on Monday, explaining that in his opinion, if Paddy Cripps was in the off-season, he'd miss 6 weeks. That's right, as far as I know. If this was the off-season, Paddy Cripps would miss sort of 4 to 6 weeks. He's definitely carrying something. Having said that, he told the waiting TV media yesterday, 7 and 9, down at Carlton, that he's not making excuses. And he wants to keep playing. I'm a bit worried about that. Like, if you're injured, you're injured. And at some point, I reckon Carlton's going to have to bite the bullet. Having said that, Cripps is also trying to get a big contract. He's a free agent. He wants close to, I think, $1 million. I imagine he wants close to $1 million a year. There's going to be interest in him. And I don't think he'd want to take 6 or 8 weeks off. I'm not saying he hasn't got his heart in the right place. He clearly does. But it doesn't suit Cripps to sit out at the moment either. So it's an interesting situation.
Yeah, it's compounded a bit by the injuries to Zach Fisher and Jack Martin that they announced yesterday as well, because it's tough to see them having great success without those guys, and with Cripps playing a bit injured as well.
Yeah, I agree. And I think they'll make a lot of changes this week. There's obviously significant pressure on Murphy and a few other guys, so we'll have to we'll wait for tomorrow night. But I think there'll be lots of changes, and it's been a pretty frank week at Carlton.
Big week, big season for Carlton, really. And finally, you've got some injury news for us.
Yeah, this morning, Will Day's got a fractured ankle at Hawthorne, which is not good news. Dyson Heppel again in doubt for the Bombers. The Bombers have just been besieged by guys leaving, by their back line having issues. Obviously, principally Michael Hurley, who I've got some doubts on whether he'll play again, but I hope he does. I hope I'm wrong on that front. And obviously, they've got these new injuries, so which have been worse this week. They desperately need Heppel back, but he's got this back awareness. I think it's like a disc issue. He had scans on it last Friday. We saw him there. And I don't think he'll play this week, so that'll be interesting. And just another one on Lachie Whitfield. I reported on Monday that he's indefinite with that liver. The Giants are now telling me that it could be 3 or 4 weeks. So they'd love to get Lachie Whitfield back. Hopefully that's right. But I think it still sounds optimistic. He's just started running.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah, hopefully he's back soon, just for the Giants, but also for the competition. Such a great player to watch.
Yeah.
I think that's about it for us, Tommy.
Thanks, Rudy.
Thank you for calling in. Have a great for coming in. Have a great Easter with young Henry. You got plans?
Young Henry is in Sydney with Tara. He's gone up there to see her friends. Yep. Tara's from Sydney, and that's the first time he's met them. So I'm batching at the moment, mate. So last night I went to the college lawn and had a palmer with a mate of mine and a couple of froffies.
Oh,
and I went for a big
Melbourne.
Run this morning. And
look out, Melbourne, Tommy Brown's on the loose.
I'm blessed with a great family, but I'm enjoying being a bachelor this week.
Lovely. Love it,
Tom. Just living the life.
Excellent. All right, we'll see you next week, mate.
See you, mate.